you this morning. If you turn with us to the book of Jeremiah, I appreciate the goodness of God this morning. Book of Jeremiah. If the Lord's been good to you, say amen.
Amen.
The book of Jeremiah. If you have a Scofield Bible, it'll be around page 815. We'll stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God this morning. Found the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 38. The Bible says, and it does matter what the Bible says. There's a lot of big names in verse 1. I'll let you read them after a while. Verse number 2, we know what this is. Thus saith the Lord. Don't we know what that is? Thus saith the Lord. He that remaineth in that city shall die by the sword, by the famine and by the pestilence, but he that goeth forth to the Chaldeans shall live, for he shall have his life for a prey and shall live. Thus saith the Lord. This city, talking about Jerusalem, shall surely be given to the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it. Jeremiah had a little message there to preach to them, and they didn't like what he was preaching. He said in verse number 3, thus saith the Lord again. I wanted to remind them it wasn't him talking, but it was the Lord talking through him. Ain't you glad you've met some preachers that wouldn't have talking, but the Lord was talking through them? He said in verse 4, therefore the princes said unto the king, we beseech thee, let this man, talking about Jeremiah, be put to death. For thus he weakeneth the hands of the men of the war that remain in this city, in the hands of all the people, in speaking such words unto them. For this man seeketh not the welfare of this people, but the hurt. Then Zedekiah the king said, behold, he is in your hand. For the king is not he that can do anything against you. Then they took Jeremiah, cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the son of Hamalek, that was in the court of the prison, and watched, they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon there was no water but mire. So Jeremiah sunk in the mire. Now when Abed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs which was in the king's house, heard that they put Jeremiah in the dungeon, the king then set him in the gate of Benjamin. Abed-Melech went forth out of the king's house and spake to the king, saying, my lord, the king, these men have done evil in all that they've done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they've cast in the dungeon, and he's like to die for hunger in the place where he is. For there is no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Abed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, take from hence 30 men with you. Take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he die. So Abed-Melech took the men with him, went in the house of the king under the treasury, and took thence old cast clouts and old rotten rags, and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Abed-Melech, the Ethiopian, said unto Jeremiah, put now these old cast clots and old rotten rags under thine armholes, under the cords. And Jeremiah did so. And they drew up Jeremiah with cords and took him out of the dungeon. You may be seated this morning. Thank you for standing, honoring the reading of the Word of God. Father, we love you. We thank you for this time together and your goodness. I want to thank you for all the little ones here today. God, the mom and daddies that got up and brought them to the house of God. I want to thank you for every person that you've allowed to come in this facility. I pray the Son of God would be honored and magnified in your word this morning. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen. And amen. Now watch your Bibles. I want you to stay with me this morning. I won't preach long. This is a very rich text. I've never preached out of it here, but watch this. The Bible said in verse number 11, so Abimelech took the men with him, went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took thence old cast clots and old rotten rags, and let them down by cords in the dungeon of Jeremiah. And I want to preach on this simple subject this morning, on holding on to the old stuff. Holding on to the old stuff. Now you'll notice that Jeremiah, he was a weeping prophet. Thank God for preachers that have preached with tears. Thank God for preachers that have preached with a broken heart. Thank God for preachers that God's called out of this world to preach the gospel to a lost and a dying generation that's going to die and go to hell without God. You die and go to hell, you won't be playing games there, friend. You won't be calling nobody. Hell is a bad place. But I'm glad Jesus came, went on an old rugged cross, died for your sin and my sin. Now He stands between me and you and the Father, making intercession for sinners. And all that come by the way of the cross by Jesus, they can get in the family of God this morning. So Jeremiah, he was a weeping prophet. He began to preach what the Lord said. And the people didn't like it. And the main reason they didn't like it, they felt like that the message from Jeremiah was weakening them. You see, Jerusalem had turned into sin. God said, there's a payday coming. I want to remind America this morning, there is a payday coming. There is a God that's righteous and just. I'm glad He's long-suffering and full of mercy this morning. But the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so Jeremiah said, there's a payday coming. He said, matter of fact, if you escape out of the city and go to the enemy, you shall live. The princes of that day felt like that Jeremiah was weakening the army. They got together and they took and they threw Jeremiah in the dungeon. And I pick up now in verse number 6. Let me preach a few minutes. Stay with me now. This is a rich text. Watch, first of all, holding on to the old stuff. Let me say something. There's a lot of rabbits getting up this morning. I'm an old rabbit hunter. I love fried rabbits. Somebody say amen. My goodness, in this text, you'll notice he said that they took Jeremiah, cast him into the dungeon. And Malchiah, the son of Hamalek, that was in the court of the prison, watch, and they let down Jeremiah with cords. I want to say, first of all, there was a letting down. In verse 6, he said, they let down Jeremiah with cords. Have you ever been let down in your life? You'll notice that all through this Bible, you can study that phrase, let down. So many times, we're let down with people. A lot of people, they look at a preacher or a priest and think they're going to get them in heaven. But there's one way to heaven. That's God's Son this morning. The Lord Jesus Christ. And so here, there's a lot of people will let you down. But I want to ask you in this let down, have you ever let yourself down? Have you ever said, I ain't going to do that no more, and Monday morning you did it again? You come to church Wednesday night and said, I'm not going to do that no more, but Thursday morning you did it again. You know what? The letdowns of life will put you in a bad place. A lot of people are let down. We let down ourselves. The letting down. You know, a lot of people, has your money ever let you down? Has your job ever let you down? Anybody got any friends that ever let you down? But this rabbit's jumped up. I'm going to run it a minute. Jesus will never let you down. Can I say it? It felt so good. I want to say it again. Jesus will never let you down. So there was a letting down. Now look in verse 6. It was a literal place. The Bible said, and then took they Jeremiah. It was a low place. They let him down. In verse 6, they put him in that dungeon. Not only was it a literal place and a low place, but I want to say it was a lonely place. You know, in this dungeon, you know what this was? That day and that era and that culture, they would dig wells. Water would go out of these wells, and then the bottom would become just mire and muck. So they took Jeremiah and this let him down, and they let him down. The Bible refers to it as a dungeon. So we see there is a letting down. You know, you always remember this. Life will let you down. I wished at 50 years old I didn't begin to have the surgeries that I had. I wished at 46 years a lot of times that God would have allowed me to stay a few more years where I was. But I want to say God's been faithful. God is good at being God, and He knows what we need. So there is a letting down, but secondly, there's a staying down. It's something, friend, when you've been let down, but when you stay down. Now watch what the Bible says in verse 6. He said, they let down Jeremiah with cords, and in the dungeon there was no water, but there was but mire, so Jeremiah sunk in the mire. Not only is it a letting down, now it's a staying down. He sunk in the mire. He was stuck in the mire. He was swallowed in the mire. I began to think about him down in this dungeon, this place of a well where water used to be. There's been a lot of times in my life when I've been let down. And I had to stay down. I wanted to get out, but I couldn't get out. Anybody ever been in a low place and you didn't ask to get there and you sure can't get out? I like what Brother Jamie said Wednesday night. You better be careful that you say that couldn't be me. Because it could be you. You know, my daddy had a saying in Tennessee that stuck with me for years, Brother Jason. He'd say, son, everybody knows how to handle the bear till they get a hold of him. And so a lot of people look at people in this situation. They've been let down. They're staying down. They can't get out. Water used to be there, but now they're stuck in the mire. It's come up under their arms. It's took and it's consumed them and swallowed them. And this is a bad place to be. But I don't want to end the story there this morning. I'm glad there is a Savior that can get us out of a bad place. Now watch this Bible character. He thrilled my heart. I seen it about 3 weeks ago. Not only is there a letting down, not only is there a staying down, but thirdly and lastly, there is a praying down. Aren't you glad you've met some people that can pray it down? Now watch your Bible, verse 7, this praying down. There's a character that comes on the pages that's so unique. The Bible said, now when Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, the king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin. I want to say this praying down. Here there's a teaching involved, and I want you to see this in verses 7 through 9. It's a teaching involved of this praying down. And how I pray this morning that everybody in this church will get a hold of these few verses. Watch this praying down. It's a teaching involved. First of all, in verse 7, this Ethiopian unit, Ebed-Melech, he had access to the king's house. I'm glad I've got access to the king's house. This is the king's house. I know when we leave, this is the house of God. He lives in us. But when we come here on Sunday morning, as the disciples did, as they assembled on that first Sunday, we're here to recognize our resurrected Lord. We're not here to look about who's a driving what or who's a wearing what. We're here to worship our great Lord, because one day He had the grace of God on us and He allowed us to get in the King's house. I'm glad I'm in the King's house this morning. Thank God there's nothing like being in the King's house. You may be in this world. This world will let you down. But honey, there's nothing like being a member of the King's house. Hallelujah. You see, he had access to the King's house. And then secondly, he had access to the King's heart. Look what he did. The Bible said in verse number 9, look at his prayer. He went to the King. And he said, "My Lord, the king, these men have done evil in all that they've done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they've cast in the dungeon. He's like to die for hunger in the place where he is. For there is no more bread in the city." And watch verse 10. "And the king commanded Abimelech." There's a teaching involved. There's a teaching. This man had access to the king's house. This man had access to the king's heart. But then you'll see he had access to the king's help. He said, "I tell you what you do. You take these 30 men with you. You go get Jeremiah out before he dies. Aren't you glad we got a God that won't let you die? I'm glad we got a God that'll bring you life this morning." So hear this praying down, this teaching. But now watch your Bible, verse 11. There's a togetherness. "So Abimelech took the men with him." Oh, isn't that something? 30 men. Now do you think, I'm just an old country preacher and I try to keep things simple. But could I ask y'all something? One man like Jeremiah that's never eaten, he's in a bad place. You think it'd take 30 men to draw him out of that well? No. Not only here do I see a teaching, but now I see a togetherness. You see, there was 30 men went together to call on Jeremiah. Aren't you glad you met some people in your life when you couldn't get out? There was somebody that got together to come after you. And I can just imagine as two or three threw them cords down, as they began to draw him out, there was 25 or 28 men standing around, keeping that wicked society off of doing what God wanted to do. Give us some men this morning that'll stand up together. Give us some women this morning that'll stand up together and be like this group of people and be a help to the hurting in this day. And this hour, you see, there's a teaching involved. There's a togetherness involved. You know, it's amazing what a church can do when it's together. A lot of people say, "Well, Brother Ken, won't you start right on 11 o'clock? Because we still got people coming in at 10 after and I want to wait on them. I want them to be here. I love us to be together." In the prayer room this morning, people was talking and they was laughing. You better learn to laugh now, honey. It'll be enough crying. You better take advantage of every laugh you can get a hold of. There was a teaching. There was a togetherness. But you'll notice there was also a treasury. Look what he done. Did y'all catch that when I read that? He run to the king. He had access to the king's house. He prayed to him. He had access to the king's heart. King said, "Get 30 men, go get him." He had the king's help. But now he done something. He ran back into the king's house under the treasury. Oh, that's where good stuff's kept. Somebody say amen. And look what he got out from there. Oh, clots. I had to look that up. We don't use that in Bowden too much. You know what that was? Renee, that was just old discarded rags that they patched things with. And the old rotten rags, they kept them in the king's treasury. And you look in your Bible, it's specifically, that's why I like the King James Bible. It's still right in this day and this hour. He said those old clots and them old rags. See, The old stuff's kept in the treasury at the king's house. I sure am glad I've met some people in my life that's took me and helped me because they knew where things was that was treasured in the king's house. You see, we still have a compassionate Savior. We still have comfort in singing. Boy, we still have the company of the saints. Those old things, the old stuff that's kept as a treasure in the king's house. You know, I know there's red cars and white cars, but I'm going to make a public statement this morning. I'm going to stay with old stuff. Because you see, I'm going to stay with what's worked now for 40 years. I got saved under a man preaching in a King James Bible. Would somebody help me preach this morning? I got saved under old time singing, going to the altar and praying. You say, well, preacher, that's new in this day and this hour. It's got old fashioned. Thank God I'm staying with the old stuff. I'm glad I've got an old Savior that's got an old story that still reaches where we are. I'm glad we can sing the old songs that touches my heart in this day and this hour. I know it's some new songs. It's fine. Let me tell you, honey, I'm too old to turn back now. Isn't that something where the Bible said, the old clots and the old rotten rags under the treasury. Now watch this, I'm about done preaching. Not only is there a teaching involved about the praying down, not only is there a togetherness involved, not only is there a treasury involved, but watch this, there's a tenderness involved. Jeremiah did something, and I really studied this out for a couple of weeks, Brother Jake. He got down to that dungeon. Them cords that them men let him down by, Jeremiah said, or Abed-Melech told Jeremiah, he said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to put these old clots and old rotten rags under your arms. Because when I draw you out, I don't want to hurt you. Can I tell you we need tenderness in this day and this hour? I love what the old preacher said that I read behind. Brother Mike, he said, you know, those old preachers, they'd preach hard, but they had such a tenderness. And when he took them old rags and them old clots, things that people had thrown away, didn't mean nothing to nobody else, but it was kept in the king's treasury. He said, Jeremiah, put this under your arms, because when I pull you out, I don't want to hurt you. I want to be tender to you. No preacher said this. You know, a lot of people would rather stay in their condition instead of going through the process of how you get them out. Can I tell you, you'll never go wrong loving people, being kind to people. I could just imagine some Baptists coming by saying, hey, Jeremiah, what'd you do to get in there? Hey, Jeremiah, put on your big boy britches and move on. He wanted to, but he couldn't. You ever been in a place that you wanted to get out, but you couldn't? How many times, Lord Jesus, I wish I could preach another 2 hours. I feel like preaching this morning. How many days have I come in this place, Brother Lee, in a dark place all alone? Somebody bring the old stuff. Lift me up out of where I was. Help me. Because of the people of God that was tender. You know, people with depression, people, they battle their mind. I do that a lot. You'd be surprised when I'm up preaching. The devil will tell me them 25 people don't like you. You need to sit down and hush. You see, I battle my mind. I don't know about you, but I battle my mind a lot. You can ask my wife. We can write a book on it. And let me tell you, it's real deal situations. But I sure am glad there's somebody that shows tenderness. He said, I put these under your arms. Put them cords under there. It won't be easy. I will do my part to pull you out of where you are. I could go from pew to pew. And you know, the devil battles me so much. Like Brother David's one of the best friends in my life. I've got so many here. Brother Jerry, Brother Lee, Brother, everywhere I look, there's men that's together that's helped me. And the devil will mess with me a lot when I leave and I called out one person. I don't mean to do that. There's so many people here. Steve Lane's one of the best friends I've got. So many. Brother Mike, you've been such a friend. Brother David, Brother Tim, it's been amazing. But I love their togetherness. You see, the church ain't going to go no place with clicks and clacks. It's got to come together and realize there's people that's hurting. And we must not talk about them, but we must go to the King for them. Y'all watch what he done. So important. Piano player had come. Who I need to get here, Brother Tim, this morning? I know our piano players are out. Miss Jennifer, if you come, hon, please. You know, watch this last. There's a togetherness. There's a treasury. There's a tenderness. But now look in verse 12. I want to say something to two groups of people here today, and I'm in one of them groups. I'm not in this first group I'm going to describe. But you may be here today and you're lost and undone without Christ. You've never been saved. I like what Psalmist David said. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me, and He heard my cry. And watch this. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet up on a rock and established my goings. I want to tell you that Jesus died for you. Don't die without God. If you're in that horrible pit this morning in sin, only Jesus can get you. I love what that old man told me, Brother Mark, Brother Michael. You know what he said? I got done reading all this study about this text. And one man, Brother Jamie, made a statement that summed it all up. He said, you know how Jeremiah got out? It come from above. You may be in the dungeon of sin. Jesus can lift you out. You may be in the dungeon of sorrow. I've been there. You may be in the dungeon by situation. I want to tell you, Jesus cares, and there's a lot of people here that cares. Miss Jennifer, if you play. I don't know where you are this morning, but I want to give this invitation. Something that Jeremiah did. Said Abimelech, the Ethiopian, said to Jeremiah, put now. Aren't you glad it still works right now? Put now these old cast clots, and rotten rags under thine armholes, under the cords, and watch this. Here's the testimony. And Jeremiah did so. And they drew him out with cords. What you thought there, preacher? Jeremiah had to do his part. There is responsibility. So many times you try to help people and they withdraw. You've got to reach back before anybody can help you. He reached up. I'm going to tell you one thing this morning. If you'll reach up to Him, there's somebody to reach back to you. Preaching on holding on to the old stuff. I'm going to tell you what works. This Bible still works. Brother and sister still work. Let's use this altar. Come pray this morning. Come. We open this.